Hello everyone, welcome back to day 12 of the Oren Cohen podcast. If you're new here and this is the first one you're joining, my name is Oren and I am part of a challenge called Podcast for 30, where we publish one podcast episode for 30 days straight. In today's episode, we are going to talk about why it's important for you as a beginner creator to have a business email address in your YouTube channel. So let's get right into it. Well, if you remember in the last episode, I talked to you about how I started on YouTube and the mistakes I made. And in the episode before that, I explained how Medium.com helped me discover my nerdy content creation niche. But the result of both of those previous steps was that I was creating interviews on YouTube whenever I got the chance. I did include a business email in my YouTube channel. And after a few of those came out, something started happening. And that was one of two things. One, people asked me how you got to interview so-and-so. Your channel is very small. And the second thing that happened was, hey, can I come interview with you? Which was really amazing. Like, I was reaching out to people without any expectation for them to accept my invitation. And now people were asking me if I could interview them. So that's the power of including an email address, a simple email address in your YouTube channel. And I want to transfer that idea into content creation as a whole. Whenever you're creating content, you want to be approachable. Even if you're creating on Twitter/X, you want to keep your DMs open for everyone. If I didn't do that, if I wasn't opening my DMs, I couldn't have received that invitation from College Humor PR and interview my hero, essentially. You want to do that on Instagram as well. You want to accept DMs from everyone. Of course, on Instagram, it's a little bit different. People would still be filtered out and you would need to accept, but they would still be able to send you a DM. And in your newsletter, you want to do that as well. You want to actually create a newsletter, craft it in a way that the reply to email, where people hit reply, that's the address that they're given to reply to, is an email address that you can access and reply to them back. You want to foster that one-on-one connection. That's where the magic happens, when people reach out to you in whatever form, YouTube, newsletter, Twitter, X, Instagram, all of those options, whenever the conversation is genuine and not someone's trying to sell you something like happens a lot on social media, then true amazing things can happen. I can tell you that some of the interviews on my channel happened because people reached out to me. And some of these people are now good friends. Thanks to all of the emails that I received about how did I get to interview so-and-so, I wrote a book about it. Those are all prime examples of why you should have the ability to receive messages from people who want to contact you. Even if you're starting a podcast, you want to have an owner email or contact email in your podcast hosting platform. So that's it for today. I wanted to keep it short. One single idea, that's all I need. And if you have any questions, please comment them below. And if you want to join my newsletter, where I talk about content creation in depth, you can check it out in the episode description. And thank you again so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.